You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
Mutton Sandwich Podcast.
All right, it is season two of the Mutton Sandwich Podcast. Mm-hmm. So happy to be back. It was a very fun season one where we actually spoke to a whole bunch of our famous radio friends.
That's right. But in season two, we decided to expand our horizons and talk to the other people that we know in showbiz that happen to be our friends. Well, at least we call them our friends. Whether we're really friends or not, it's up to them. But we pretend we're friends.
We love name dropping. So
of course.
These are our famous friends who... because of the pandemic as well, we haven't caught up with them in a long time. We thought, you know what? Let's everybody eavesdrop on our catch up. And of course, for the very first episode, we had to bring in a very big star.
Absolutely. One of the biggest stars on TV at the moment and hopefully for a long time to come. He is Mr. Desmond Tan. Hello, Desmond.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the new season and a good-looking one.
Good-looking because you're here.
You're here. Hey.
Right here.
I don't think we had a chance to say this yet, but congratulations on the Star Awards.
Yeah, man.
Best actor.
And, thank you very much.
Obviously top 10 as well. How was this year's Star Awards? It was... a bit strange.
It was very different.
It was at the airport and then you guys were standing on the runway. Tell us all about that.
To be honest, I think this Star Wars is pretty different and strange in some ways and I think special in some ways as well, because like who would ever think that we have our Star Wars in Changi Airport?
Yeah.
And then like we could even like do the red carpet on the runway. I mean, I never thought of that. I would do something like that before in my life. So it was special. And I think it was more like a comeback for the awards as well.
Mm.
Because obviously we missed last year and it's been like 2 years since we had the ceremony.
Yeah.
And we had it at a very special place. And I thought it was just very refreshing and quite magical in some moments when I was sitting right in the airport during Star Wars.
And the weird thing, we were talking about it when it happened as well on air. We were saying that the funny thing is, if it wasn't for the pandemic, you could never have done it at Changi Airport. Changi Airport is never so empty that you can just walk around.
Yeah, it's usually a very busy place. Right?
Put a red carpet on the tarmac and probably, fingers crossed, next year you can't do it either, because by next year, maybe travel would have opened already. So this was the only year you could have done that.
Exactly. But I hope that next year we could start traveling and not have our Star Wars at an airport anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. Well, we're all fingers crossed hoping for that as well. It's been a strange year and a half almost. I'm sure for you as well, a lot of things changed. So how has the pandemic been for you, man? What are the things that you had to change to resume some sort of normalcy?
I don't know, man. To be honest, after 2 years, I'm still doing adjustment and I don't really fully understand this whole thing yet. It feels like a pendulum swing, We start to lead back to a normal life and then we'll go back a step and then we can't go gym anymore. We can't do things that we usually do. So I'm still trying to adjust and it's been quite hard for me, especially for the work-wise, because it's getting the momentum or even going to the gym.
Mm.
It's like, okay, I'm all ready to do all the lifting and then pop, I'm back home again and getting lazy and doing all the drinking. eating.
Yeah, that's true.
So for people who don't know, and honestly, I don't know the answer to this as well. How many times a week does Desmond go to the gym?
Prior to the pandemic, I hit the gym almost like 5 times a week.
Wow.
They're about average.
That's what you call dedication. I mean, to be the star that you are, there's certain things you have to maintain. I mean, it's no surprises there. So from 5 times to, hardly any time now during the pandemic and all that, how do you keep fit, man?
So right now I kind of just follow the flow and just enjoy what I'm eating and just take one day at a time. Not so much of the gym freak for the moment.
Right. But yeah, no snacking in between and just keep yourself healthy. That's the least you can do, I suppose.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that, man. I love snacking. I love desserts. So I think
life is so unfair. He just said he loves snacking. He loves eating.
But he looks like that.
He still looks like that. Like, come on. So unfair.
Now, Desmond, obviously you're very, very well known as a Channel 8 star. In fact, winning Star Awards and all that, right? But you've also branched out, and because you're effectively bilingual, obviously, and you've branched out to the English drama. Besides Code of Law and all that, you did a spin-off series, Derek, which is very interesting, because I remember having a conversation with you a while ago when we could actually meet up and all that, and you said Derek was one of your favorite things to do. You love playing that character so much. Tell us a bit about the character and why you love it so much.
So Derek and Code of Law was one of my favorite role I've ever played, and it's also one of the first few English role that I've taken in my career. Mm-hmm. And what I really like about it is it's very different from the typical roles that I was playing in the Channel 8 drama during then.
Yep.
So this is the first time I was playing a villain, and then the director gave me a lot of space to just create and finding moments on set to create that psychotic version of a nice Singaporean boy. So I thought it was really fun for me to play that role, because like I could just be fully imaginative and just be in the moment.
Yeah.
And then for that role, I was pretty much committed, because I really enjoyed playing it so much that I actually stayed in character during the production period.
Wow.
Especially for season one. Yeah, so I was playing pretty much like a method acting kind of way, my first attempt to it. And then I pretty much stay in the character even when I'm home. So it was quite a dark moment for me during that. It just gave me a lot of weird thoughts, and it was quite an interesting way to live under the skin of Derek during the production of A Month of Two.
Yeah. That sounds amazing, man. And obviously, you know, it paid off, because on screen you were absolutely psycho, you know, like you could tell you almost couldn't tell that you were acting, you know.
How did your family react to it though?
I guess during then I just was pretty much busy on set, and I didn't socialize that much. I didn't see my family that much. I didn't see my friends that much.
Right.
So they didn't really see the crazy part of me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wow. You know, and of course, you know, playing a character like that, you know, which obviously you loved and enjoyed doing. What other kind of roles would you say you'd like to try now that you've done this psycho serial killer type?
You know, just before I came on this podcast, I was just watching the Olympics.
Uh-huh.
And guess which sports I was watching?
Oh, wow.
Diving.
I was watching volleyball.
Beach volleyball. Yeah, that's my favorite. That's our favorite, you know. We always watch that one.
Volleyball. That's right. That's what I'm speaking. Yeah. And I just have the image in my mind that I'm playing like as a volleyballer in a show. I think that would be quite interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow. You can create.
I mean, many years ago when I was a very young boy, I remember, was it Chen Xiu Huan and a couple of other ladies, I can't remember their names now, they made a volleyball drama, right? And it did very well.
Exactly. And then when I was in secondary school, they had another volleyball show. Uh-huh. And that helped me to grow up a lot as well, because it was during my puberty period.
Wow.
Right. There you go. Wow.
So maybe a drama where you play like an Uber athlete, you know, trying to represent Singapore. That could be a fun role.
Yeah, why not, right?
You know, eventually for you. Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
With the acting and the winning of the Star Awards and everything, let's talk more about your personal life.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff that you're willing to reveal to us, obviously.
Of course.
Yeah. business plans, Desmond Tan, you know, what kind of business ideas have you had, what kind of things would you want to go into?
A lot of, you know, your colleagues and your peers, they go into business.
Look at Ben Yeo with McDonald's now, with a hamburger and all that.
Ben Yeo has his name on the McDonald's burger.
Yeah.
Is that something
you're just crazy and insane?
Yeah, I know.
Exactly, right?
What do you have any such plans?
At the moment, I don't have a concrete plan, but I think deep inside me, I'm an adventurous like businessman. I always have like business ideas.
Right.
And then when I have like dinner with friends, I usually will talk about it. I think I told Vernon one, years back as well, about creating an app and stuff, but it didn't eventually happen.
It didn't happen, yeah.
But then on and off, I do have some ideas. Like even my friends who have come up to me say that, you know, like you should have a side business, a side hustle other than your acting work and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
So I do have some ideas. Like I know my passion other than acting, I love animals.
Yes,
so
you do.
So always like this part of me that I want to have like a grooming place, come up with a line for like kibbles, pet food and stuff like that. We show the love for animals. And then other than that, recently I'm very much into scent.
Into what? Sorry, what? Sorry?
And like perfume.
Scents. Like perfume. Wow, nice. Okay.
So a few weeks back, I actually attended a fragrance course.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I just find it quite fascinating that, you know, the smell that we smell will actually give us a certain mood and set us on a certain comfort level to put us in the zone. Yeah, so I'm actually looking into that as well. I'm not sure whether I will actually do a business out of it.
No, you know what?
These are things that might happen.
Desmond, you could do a business selling trash bags and people will buy it because... I'm sure everyone wants to smell like Desmond Tan, you know, a Desmond Tan perfume. That would be awesome.
Yeah, Desmond, please tell us if you launched a pet thing, because we're all animal lovers here. We will support 100%.
You'll have us eating out of your hand.
That's awesome. Hey, actually share this with me, because Desmond, let me go back to the part where, you know, one day you called Vernon and you want to do things. Now, in terms of our personal relations, I think you and Vernon go more way back than you.
Well, we share mutual friends
you and Vernon, like how do you know each other and like what was your impression when you first met him?
It's interesting because, like, you know, I listen to Class 95 almost every morning, so I listen to you guys.
Thank you.
You guys are just really funny and full of nonsense sometimes. So when I first met Vernon, I was expecting, you know, this crazy guy. But then when we were having dinner, he was quite quiet. So it was quite different. And then we started speaking, and then I realized that, you know, there's a different side of Vernon that we listen on the radio.
Wow.
You know, and
I'm glad you're like that too, because I would be terrified if I was having dinner with Derek, you know? I'll hide all the cutlery, you know, like, cannot give him knife. Fork was so very dangerous.
actually, you know, but funny enough, that's the one thing that people say to us more often than not, people who meet us for the first time. It's like, actually, you're quite quiet and you're not very funny. you know, if they have a meal with us, but we spend so much time every day on air entertaining people.
Off air, it's quiet time.
Yeah, there are times that you just want to, you know, reserve the energy, so.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I honestly don't understand like how you guys are so power up early in the morning, because like I understand you guys have to wake up like maybe 4 or 5 a.m. to start work, maybe.
Yeah.
And then to crack jokes to keep people entertained when they are on the way to work or even when they're home. I think it's just amazing work that you guys are doing.
Oh, thanks so much. That's really nice of you to say.
That's why they pay us more than they pay you.
Hey!
Okay, let's talk about income now.
You know I'm kidding, right? There's no way that's true, but speaking of stuff like that, right? What is your favorite thing about being Desmond Tan, about doing what you do, being as famous and all that as you are? Like, what is your favorite thing about being in this profession?
To be honest, I think to be treated nicer when I'm in a hawker.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's one perk that I never thought that I had until like recently. Because like when I go to hawker and then the people usually treat me slightly nicer than usual. They speak to me, they smile to me when they are taking my order. And then like early on this year, I have to shave my head for a role. And I look completely different, especially with the mask on, with a different hair.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, people couldn't recognize me as much as usual.
Oh no.
And people started giving me blackface when they're taking my order. And they say, you know, I remember this time when I was ordering like a set B, and then the person heard set B. And then when she gave me the wrong set that I wanted, then she's like, oh, this needs to speak properly lah.
Oh my goodness, wow.
And then I said that with my friends. Then my friends said, you know what? This is what you need to get. And this
yeah.
and the hugs are getting is something that you didn't realize all these years.
Welcome to a normal person's life, right? Oh, that's too funny, man.
That is hilarious.
No, I was saying like there's a flip side because like I really enjoy being Desmond, bring joy to people when I meet them.
Mm.
Because sometimes I when I'm queuing, I do see that the hawkers are really are all tired during the serving, during the busy lunch time. Yeah. And then when they recognize me, you know, they smile and we have a little bit chit chat here and there.
Mm.
And being able to bring smile to someone's someone's life is something that I do enjoy doing after so many years in this line.
Oh yeah.
That's amazing. And that's why most of us do what we do, isn't it? Make people happy.
There's no better feeling than someone actually enjoying your work. And, you know, because as an actor, it's one of the most challenging things, at least, you know, the actors I know that they tell me, because you don't actually get feedback.
Mm, you don't see a live audience when you do your thing.
You don't get feedback about what you do or whether you're good or not until months later. You've even forgotten what scenes you did, what lines you did by the time people see your show, right? So
that's one different thing. And that's the reason why I really enjoy speaking to people at the public places. When they tell me about their feelings about my role or particular scene or drama.
Yeah.
And that usually the best feedback and response that I get on the street.
Yeah.
And I can actually bring that energy and those constructive feedback for my next show.
That's right. It's real. And you get the real thoughts and of people who actually watch the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's fantastic.
Hey, so speaking of shows, what is the next thing that people can see you in?
Yeah. What can we catch you in?
So currently I'm doing a show commissioned by CNB, the Narcotic Bureau.
Right.
And I'm playing as a narcotic, the CNB officer.
Nice.
So this is really interesting because we actually went through a lot of trainings with the CNB for like the handcuff handling, weapon handling, how to raid a house and stuff like that. And we actually went for some of their operations.
Oh, you're kidding.
So I think that'd be quite interesting.
So cool.
Yeah, we did. So we actually raided some houses and some hotels as well.
Whoa.
So it's quite fun doing that.
So I wonder if the people being raided were like, this one is Chennai drama, not real one. It's okay.
That's exactly what happened, because during our first operation, the first house that we actually raided, the guy who was caught did recognize some of us.
Yeah.
The three actors that actually went on for that operation. So when he was handcuffed, he was looking at us and smiling. And that was a little bit creepy.
Yeah, that's right, man. Oh my goodness. Wow.
Either that hall in his head is like, shit, Derek is here. I'm screwed.
He's going to kill me.
Fantastic. Wow. So do you know when this show comes out?
This show will be up in November. But I do have another show that's coming up in mid-August. And that show is called Key Winners. And that's a show that I actually shaved my head for.
Ah,
so
there
I'm
you
playing
go.
A professional killer in that show.
Another killer show? Wow.
Yeah, another killer show.
I hope you don't get typecast, man.
So we do have like many major action scenes almost every episode. So I think that's something quite different for the regular 9 PM Channel 8 drama. That's something that you guys can actually check it out on. Channel 8 or also on Mi Watch.
Very cool.
Plus Botak Desmond. I mean,
exactly. A side we've never seen of you before. Botak Desmond.
That should be fun to watch. One more thing to do before we go, Desmond, because we know it's your off day. You've taken time off your off day to talk to us. We're very appreciative of that.
No worries at all.
One little shtick we love to do here on the Mutton Sandwich Podcast is that we like to end with our guest being able to ask us a question. So you have the time right now to ask us a question. Okay. It can be to Vernon, it can be to Justin, it can be to both. Up to you. Any question, there's no question out of bounds.
Okay. So this question is going to the two of you. Okay. Michael just gave me some ideas.
Oh, nice.
Hoshi Bucking.
Hear that.
Hoshi just told me this question. If now the Mutton Show will go into a Mutton Show instead of two of you, and one of you will stay in a show only, who would it be?
Wow. What a great question, man.
That's a serial killer's question.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right? Like one of us is killed off and you know, the other had to continue the show. Who would it be? I would say that...
you answer first.
Yeah, no, I would say that Justin will continue the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Because he can't do anything else. He's quite useless. He has no other skill except pressing buttons, talking, and eating. Whereas I could probably go off and do quite a few other things.
I've been doing this job since I was 16 years old. You can't blame me. I have no other skill.
Right.
I really don't. My answer is actually the other way around. And obviously I'm the nicer person here because I will volunteer myself to be killed and you to continue.
Oh wow.
Not because of the show.
Oh my.
Not because of the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Just for the pure fact that I have no children. So there's nobody to miss me.
Right. So you have no responsibility.
But you have two kids, wow. So don't get killed, Martin. Don't leave me.
Okay.
You need to bring my godson up to be a good man.
I will try. No, that if I can kill you, Martin, then I'll get Desmond to co-host with me. That would be perfect.
All right.
Wow. Never expected a question like that.
Yeah, well done, man. Wow, that's a cool. Great question. Awesome.
Cool. Yeah, I feel a lot of love between you guys, man. Okay, I have a second question.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Shoot, man.
Can I get a recipe for fucking... I love it.
Oh, man, you're too nice.
We appreciate it, Desmond, but it's a hard no.
Yeah. Yeah, because if Desmond were to open his own Char Siu restaurant...
Oh, we're screwed.
Our restaurant is dead.
No.
But
we'll tell you the truth, Desmond. We don't even have the recipe because the recipe is a real secret locked inside the head of our head chef.
Okay.
Only he knows.
I don't want the recipe to get in your hands as well.
I don't know
what it will become.
No. But then again, you're best known for that picture of you wearing a leather apron.
Yeah.
You just show up at our restaurant and I'm sure the chef will stand aside. They don't want to mess with the serial killer and you will know everything.
Oh my God.
It sounds like playing wear the apron and then chop the char siu.
Is it really char siu or is it something else?
Oh my God. Thanks for the kind words about Fukin though. We appreciate it. Yeah, thank you
really
for your,
nice,
thank
man.
You for your support. Anytime you want, bro, just let us know. We'll send some to you. Hey, thank you, Desmond, for spending the time with us today. Please go enjoy your off day.
Thank you for having me aboard as well. You guys stay safe as well.
You too, man.
Take care, buddy.
You too.
Cheers.
Hey, help me out with this puzzle. The clue is a location that all new homeowners should visit.
New homeowners. It must be the Furniture Mall at 10 Toh Guan Road. A one-of-a-kind, one-stop destination for interior design, furniture and furnishing.
Oh yeah, they have monthly promotions, free gifts and lucky draws.
They also house 30 stores and over 50 brands.
I'm going there with my wife this Sunday. Where is it again?
The Furniture Mall is at 10 Toh Guan Road. See you there.